Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Soul Prince Podcast. I'm your host, Akashic Beck, and it's been a minute since I've recorded anything that was both intentional and unintentional. Intentional in that I did plan on taking a break during the summer, and unintentional in that I meant to come back sooner than this. But hey, divine timing, right? Things happen for a reason, and I've been really busy, so. Anyways, hi, how are all of you? How's everybody doing? Just really looking forward to connecting with you again in this way and keeping you posted on everything that's going on. So much expansion has been brought to Akashic Beck and the community that is being built around me. Very, very humbly grateful and excited about everything that's unfolding right now. But I am aware that we are going through some very challenging energies right now, a lot of transitions energetically, seeing the it being played out on the world stage. We are definitely moving through something very monumental right now. And I know it's important to try to stay as centered and grounded as humanly possible, checking in with yourself, focusing on the breath, trying not to let anxiety rule you. And that's easier said than done, I know. But I feel like it's really important that we give ourselves the opportunity to check in with ourselves, to check in with, our higher self, our guides, whatever wants to come through and reveal themselves to us. This is becoming more and more prevalent, I'm seeing within the spiritual community, both locally and my Instagram family. And I feel like in that retrospect, that barometer is really like tapping out at the top. We're all cultivating this level of awareness that's just really powerful and beautiful, and I'm here for it. I'm here to see all of you thrive and step into your authenticity, your truth, to step into your own expansion and make the connections that are necessary for you to continue in that stage of growth, you know? And speaking of which, I feel like we've really seen a lot surrounding relationships over the past few months. Well, this entire year, really. And I know that relationships are something that we normally have to deal with, but with it being the theme of 2022, just from a numerology standpoint, it's a six universal year. I have talked about this in other episodes, and I don't want to say humorous, but it's just really, really fascinating to watch all of this play out in the way that it has. So we're actually in a 24-6 universal year, and two and four especially are very relationship-oriented numbers. They're very much focused on the outside of the self. That is their energetic signature. And we have four, who is also very much people-oriented, being of service. However, four is very big on boundaries, on drawing a line, and having this mirroring energy in that it says, hey, this is what I'm offering to you. If you don't offer that to me, then this isn't going to work because I need that cohesion. I need that the balance of those two types of energies coming forward. And two and six can be very prone to codependency. So learning, having that four energy in between the two and the six, it's really been trying to balance out that need for codependency versus interdependence. I feel like that's a theme that's been coming up a lot too. Recognizing that, people pleasing behaviors and going above and beyond with our self-sacrifice is just not self-sustaining. There's nothing wrong with helping others and doing for others. I think that's wonderful and a beautiful aspect of being a human being, having those connections, without asking for anything in return, just doing it for the sheer joy of giving. However, I also think that we are in this time where we have to recognize how important it is that we honor the self in the honoring of others, like showing yourself the same kind of love and nurturing and care that you would show another person, and really evaluating those dynamics of your personal relationships, be it your partnerships, your romantic relationships, your familial relationships, and your professional ones as well. And I just wanted to have a chuckle about my dog barking just now. Just embracing this now moment. I'm outside. I'm actually in my backyard at the moment, just soaking in this gorgeous weather. Finally, a little bit of a break in the heat, and just spending some time with my beautiful fur baby friends, who bring me so much joy, and I just call it joyful noise, just expressing themselves. And that's another topic I want to talk about, is just expressing ourselves is very important this year as well. In particular, in this month we're in, so September is a 33-6 universal month. It's a master number month. So there's a lot of powerful themes, especially around expression. 33 deals with authenticity. It deals with Christ consciousness, and it weighs the value of sacrifice. So just as I was speaking about, embracing that need for interdependence in all relationships, because, not everything requires a sacrifice of ourselves. You know what I mean? So just really honoring the need for healthy boundaries in relationships right now. So now that I've spoken about all that, I wanted to share about some things that have been going on this summer while I've been away from Soul Prince, and some awesome things that are in the works and are coming here in the near future, for the remainder of the year anyway. So, very cool stuff. So back after my last episode with the lovely Lunar Crystalline, Ashley Scott, she and I have been in many collaborations together, in particular the mid-month vibe check. So we do this every month around the 15th of the month, and we talk a little bit about the energetics, the astrology, the numerology, just the themes that seem to be circulating in the collective right now that we have noticed, as well as like having energetic exchange with our listeners, and really tapping into their input and their opinion, which I greatly value. I love when people join in on the conversation through Instagram. So, speaking of which, Ashley and I have been doing this for 6 months now, and the vibe check has really morphed into something spectacular. It's growing. People are talking about it, and we are just so grateful for everyone's feedback on this. So, starting this week, September 16th, we are going to be hosting our very first podcast episode. So we've started a podcast called So ... About These Vibes, and it's just going to be kind of like a continuation of the vibe check, but it's going to be more expansive, and there's going to be more conversation going on aside from just the vibe check. We're going to have a guest, and our first guest is going to be joining us this Friday, Miss Anna Cardona. the Memphis Sound Healer. She is an amazing energetic being. You would absolutely adore her. I hope you come and join us while we interview her and talk all about frequency and sound healing, how you can incorporate sound healing into your practice, into your healing journey, and what that looks like. So it's going to be a really fascinating conversation. I hope everybody joins us. So our podcast is also through Anchor, which is what Soul Prince is through, and it will also be linked on other platforms as well, like iTunes, Spotify, Google Plays, and things like that. So it'll be on more than one arena if you want to check that out. Also, we will have a YouTube channel, so you'll be able to watch the video as well if that's more your speed. So please join us. I will have all of this streaming on Instagram as well, so you can watch it one of three ways. So yeah, we're really excited. She and I are also collaborating on some workshops that will be through Delta Groove Yoga in Memphis. Now, these workshops will be both in person and online. So if you aren't in the area, you can still stream these classes. And I believe our first one will be in October, and I'll be sharing more about that later. And lastly, my favorite part, I think, is we are planning a retreat for September 2023. So I'm not going to give away all the details just yet, but this retreat is going to be magnificent and very empowering. And as we get more details together, we already have like the general idea of what we're going to be doing, but as we get more and more details together, I will be sharing about this on here on Instagram, my website, anywhere that you can find me online. So, aside from all that wonderfulness, I've been collaborating with other people both for interviews and classes. Here recently, I was asked by the incredible Katie Billings of Fiddle Fern and Jambles, which is a magical shop that has all kinds of amazing things you can incorporate into your practice, such as oils and stones and runes and things of like that. She's very wonderful, powerful creatrix. And she has a local yoga class here in Memphis where she holds them outside at various places, and we talk about different things that pertain to yoga, our bodies, our physical, mental, emotional health. And I was asked to teach about the crown chakra in her chakra series. So that was really exciting. And then we had a beautiful yoga practice and breath work practice and mantra. So if you're ever in the Memphis area, Katie has classes on Tuesday evenings, and she always has a post on her social media about that. So go check her out. I was so excited when she asked me to teach another class with her. So I'm really looking forward to it. Also, I taught a numerology class through my dear friend Wendy Wright of Light Always Wins. So Wendy has been a guest on my podcast, and she has her own podcast by the same name, Light Always Wins. But then she decided, and I'm so glad that she did, she started her own mystery school. So it's actually called Law School, which I thought was really clever. And she had me on to teach about numerology. So I was really excited. You can go watch the replay. It's through her Patreon page, Light Always Wins Mystery School. And you can sign up. It's $33 a month, which is very affordable. And you have access to everything. I feel like it's more than fair for all of the wonderful knowledge that she has available on there. She does have guests as well, besides me, and she teaches some classes on her own. So Definitely go check that out if you're into anything esoteric, ancient Egyptian culture and the meaning of life and the beginning of time and all of these really powerful, wonderful topics that I feel like definitely need to be investigated and uncovered. And next, I've had a couple of interviews, which I was really excited about. So Tanya Kusi, she is a light language channeler, and she actually is an artist who paints watercolor paintings encoded with light language. So it's very fascinating, beautiful, beautiful artwork. I absolutely love. She's such a wonderful, kind soul. I love her energy. She started her own podcast called Women Working with Light, and she interviewed me to talk about the Akashic Records, which of course I could talk about all day and all night. So go check her out. I actually have links to all of these on my about page on my website, so you can go see her YouTube channel. She's got all her interviews on there. And I was also interviewed by another amazing artist named Karen Stamper of the UK. She is a fellow SCHH practitioner, very powerful light worker, beautiful soul, such a kind lady. And she had me on to also speak about the Akashic Records on her YouTube channel, Journeying Soul Within. Very interesting and lively conversation. We had some good laughs as well. So go check them out and show them some love. Let them know that I sent you through my podcast episode. And I cannot wait to reconnect with these ladies again, have them on my podcast. I do have some other podcast episodes in the works. They'll be coming up towards the end of this month, beginning of next month. So be on the lookout for all of my interesting guests that are going to be joining me. So I think that wraps up today's episode. I am so looking forward to all of the wonderful things that are coming down the pike. Holding so much gratitude for the expansive summer that I had with all of these truly amazing, wonderful souls. And I can't wait for you to learn more about them. And thank you for joining me today. If you would like an Akashic Record reading, an SCHH session, or just to find out more about the services that I offer, please visit my website, akashicbeck.com. And even if you just have a question, feel free to reach out anytime. I'm happy to, just have a chat with you. I hope you all have such an incredible rest of your week. And please remember to join me and Lunar Crystalline this Friday, September 16th at 3:33 Central Standard Time for our interview with the amazing Memphis sound healer on our new podcast, So About These Vibes. Talk to you all later and sending you so much love.